Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Give me that snow shovel back. Woo! Man.
Oh, I love it when I can brag about my electric snow shovel. I love it. An electric snow shovel, folks. Why are you taking the snow shovel this year and picking up the snow and heaving it over to the neighbor's yard when you can have an electric snow shovel? That's right. You can buy a cordless, battery-powered electric snow shovel. Welcome to Auto World, where, in fact, I'm sitting in the snow cave today. Took a while, but we did it. We got the twin turbocharged snow blower out. Oh, yeah. You know, it's got an electric starter on it. It's gas-powered. It has an electric starter. That means that it has a 110 cord. You know that little plug-in thing you have on your walls in your house? That 110 outlet? You plug that snow blower in, and then there's a button on this twin turbocharged 7.5 horse snow blower. You push the button, and it ignites it. That's right. We are winners here. Broadcasting from Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza. Welcome you in. I appreciate you being here today. Turn the heater up. Make sure you've got your gloves on, Well, you're sitting there with your slippers on, aren't you? I hope so. Today on Auto World, we're not only going to take your calls, your emails, but I have for you, since it is the winter time, it's the white gold is starting to go everywhere. Yeah, you folks down there in Texas listening, you probably might even have a lot of white flakes coming out your way, too. You never know. But you might have rain, too. And with all that, I have for you today winter car care products. And one of those products, as you know, when the bell rings, it's the product of the month. But I have five of them for you, and one of them is the product of the month. So sit back, relax, as you always do. Appreciate you being here again. I'm honored, I'm proud, and really, really, really happy to have you here with me every week. It's been around since 1992. Auto World has, yes. The phone number's been here since 1992, and I'm very proud to say that because of you. Thank you for that. We are growing, of course, getting more AW Auto World affiliates. That means more radio stations are liking the taste of the menu that we have here at Auto World. 855-660-4261. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's just one word. Makes it easy for you. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And you're more than happy to search on Google me. Please do. My name again is Mark Evans. Auto World Mark Evans. You might find a little bit more about me. All's good there, I hope. It seems to be. I'm going to try to keep it that way. Oh, yeah, you know, the only time I get kind of fired up and nasty is when I open the bonnet on your car or your truck and the thing backfires and throws a flame in my face and singes my eyebrows. That's when I get fired up. Not at you. You're my great customer, client, listener of Auto World. I get kind of a little bit fired up about your automobile backfiring on me. You know, when's the last time a car actually even backfired? Not the exhaust, let alone the carburetor. What's a carburetor? Exactly. There is no carburetors anymore. Okay, with that, snowblowers. It's 'tis the season. Your snowblower you haven't used for 2-3 years. You probably have a problem with it. More than likely, this is what is wrong with it. You know what's wrong with it? I'll tell you right now. You have a plugged up main jet in it. You can fix it yourself. I'm going to walk you through it right now before we get right to the hubcap that has the menu in it. The little float bowl, it's a metal can. You undo that screw on the bottom of that can. It's on the bottom of the carburetor maker. Yeah, your snowblower has a carburetor on it. Very few of these snowblowers have injection. They should put injection on them. Injection, fuel injection, like your car and truck has. Well, you just take the bowl off the bottom of the little float bowl can. It's a little float bowl there. It's metal. And that releases that can, pull the can off, you'll see the little plastic float. Yes, it's plastic. It's like the toilet bowl float you have in your toilet. It's plastic. You know, gas does not eat it up. It works. But in the center of that, you'll see a little snout. And if you take a little flat-tip screwdriver and go up there and go counterclockwise with that, what you're doing here is you're unscrewing the jet. And once you unscrew the jet, you're going to find, because it's been sitting around, that you have a plugged up jet from sewage, from varnish, from goo, from tar, from gasoline that's too old in your snowblower. You blow the jet out. You clean the jet out. Be careful. Do not. Yes, you can put a little pin in there. Maybe a little dental pick that you might have in your bathroom that you use on your teeth. It's a very fine hole. Do not try to make that any bigger at all. Just clean it out. Put it back up in there. Turn it clockwise. Snug it up. Put the float bowl canister back up. Put some new gas in the bad boy. Oh, yeah. Start it up and run. Start blowing some snow. And with that, too, gasoline, folks, you need stabilizer. So all you folks that have the dirt bikes and the razors out there, the Polaris razors and the snowmobile, Stabel. Stabel is the brand. It works. It's red bottles. It's red in color. You want to put, I think it's, 2 to 3 ounces. I can't believe I have all this up in my file head, my file bank, my file cabinet in my head, but I do. It's about 2-3 ounces of Stabel in your gasoline before you park the lawnmower for the winter, and you put it in the snow bowler before you park it for the summer. See, it's, what is that? Vice versa, whatever. Okay, Stabel, it works, and it also you can run it year long if you'd like in your toys. You can put it in 2-stroke motorcycles, 4-stroke motorcycles, your razors again, all the toys you have. Do it year round if you'd like. Doesn't really cost that much, and come on, 3 ounces per gallon? Yeah. Okay, it's time. We have in the house Eddie, the engine emailer. He takes care of your emails. He has the hubcap. Let's hand me the hubcap. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you. Yelling into the mic, the silver microphone, that is. Very famous microphone. Looks like the temperature on the microphone right now is 82 degrees, so a lot of hot air coming your way this next 3 hours of your life here at Auto World, sitting in the snow cave in the Auto World Plaza. Brr. Let me have my... Where's my coat? Get my gloves on. It's wintertime. Let's start at the first hour and give you a little taste and a tease of what's up. And I'm going to go through first hour, second hour, and third hour. If you do not get one of the hours of Auto World, we are live. I am. I'm Mark Evans here in the Auto World Plaza. You can always go to my website. Please do. AutoWorldMedia.com. First hour. Folks, got olives? Do you have some olives? In your kitchen? You do? You like them on your pizza? Probably, don't you? Well, coming up on the first hour, parts of your future car could be made of olives. Stay tuned for that. Also, we have for you a revealed, the 2025 DCD coming your way, first hour. And this company, the first hour, is going all in. Wait till you hear what this is all about. It's something about a fuel. So hang on to your hubcaps. Fasten your seatbelt. Okay, do you remember the paperweights? Yeah, the paperweights? Yeah, that you had on your desk to hold all the junk paper down? Yeah, your junk mail that you should have threw away, but you didn't? Okay, we know about paperweights. Well, if you own this car, folks, you own an undrivable paperweight, and it's very, very expensive as a paperweight. And I have for you the winter car care products, I promise you, coming up. And there's 5 products. One of them is a product of this month that we are in today. I've got automotive trivia coming your way. Second hour, of course. Let's do it. We've got a little bit of a little taste there. Coming up on the second hour, they're only going to be selling about 1,000 of these bad boys. So get ready to get your pen and paper out. And you might want to write down when we get talking on the second hour who it is and why it is and all that. And, you know, if you have an EV or thinking about buying an EV, that's an electric vehicle. Well, I've got a charging robot maybe coming your way. Now, I had a couple friends talk to me this last week, and they asked me a few things about recalls. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and give you folks the recalls who topped the list. What car companies topped the list? I've got the list for you. And also the top reasons why the vehicles were recalled. And they confirmed it. 750-mile range. Talking about EVs. That's just in the second hour. And the first hour. Third hour. Ho, it's back. Spy Talk. Coming up on the third hour. We're going to come back and get right to the first hour and taking your calls at 855-660-4261. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We'll be right back.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Those rubber tires you have on your car could be shaken.
You know they are. Maybe you don't even feel them.
A little bit of Auto World trivia right off the bat here. B.F. Goodrich, folks, the company started in 1896 as many firsts. One, the first synthetic rubber tire. Two, first tubeless tire. Three, first American-made radial tire. And fourth, the first space saver spare. And the very first run flat tire. How many is that? Four or five? Run flat. Huh? Oh, yeah. You know, the Chevrolet Corvettes have that right there. You might even have it on your car. Run flat. Get you to you know where. The tire shop in order to replace and get the tire replaced, thrown away, or get it fixed. I grew up in a full-service gas station where, in fact, I fixed a lot of tires. Learned a lot about tires because of the fixing of the tires. How to plug them correctly, how to patch them correctly, on and on and on. The split rims that had the split rim ring that would come off. We had to put it in a cage or it would come apart if you didn't get it on there right. And, of course, take your head off. Well, thank you, B.F. Goodrich & Company, from 1896. Rubber tires. Winter tires. Yeah. Winter tires. Woo! It's time for an email. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. Ugo Horman, you hear that? It's time for an email. And I want to share, I'm not going to go into the bag this time because I forgot to share. I want to share an email that Eddie the engine reminded me to help everybody with the TPMS sensors on their car, and that's tire monitoring, you know, pressure system. Yeah, the tire pressure monitoring system there in your wheels, tires, folks. This time of year, your tire light's on. I've got Thomas, great one of our listeners that I emailed back forth to him and talked to him. He's in over in St. George, Utah. And with that, let's do a shout-out right off the bat before I share his email and help you with what he needs help with, and you're going to need help with it too, I know. Shout-out goes out to one of our great Auto World affiliates right there in St. George. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. And that shout-out goes out to KZNU, AM 1450, and also FM 93.1 right there, Saturday and Sunday, with Auto World. Lafurkin, good to hear you folks and see you when you call in to me. I love the Facebook FaceTime. We are doing that quite a bit now, so we all know what each other looks like. And, of course, Enterprise there in Santa Clara and Washington, and, of course, St. George, Utah. Good to have you folks along on KZNU, AM 1450 and FM 93.1. Thomas, he says, I was addressing the batteries in the TPMS sensors, and he says, do they actually go bad and need to be replaced? Or two, do they just need batteries? Just had two replaced for $260 that were immediately 6 to 8 years old, but would not show up on the scan tool when they scanned it. Did I get taken? He says, and are there rebuild kits, which some tire places want to sell me along with rotate and balance? And he says, thanks from St. George. Thomas, thank you. And he says, that is for a 2014 Toyota Highlander. So I want to kind of get a couple things straight. Not only Thomas's, but so everybody understands that your tire light is hooked to a TPMS, tire pressure monitoring sensor, in your wheel. That's also the valve stem, folks. So that's where the air, you put the air in your tire, and that on the other end of that, which you cannot see because it's inside, you know, the wheel slash the tire is covering it. No, it can't be rebuilt. Period. It can't be rebuilt. It's a little watch battery. It's a little round cylinder. It's embedded in and molded into the TPMS sensor. So you have to throw the whole entire sensor away, Thomas. Period. And they can't be rebuilt. There's no rebuild kits, and you can't just replace the batteries. I want to kind of let you know on that, too. You have to replace the whole thing. And they start it depends on what town and city you're living in, of course. We are coast to coast here in Auto World, so I'm going to say the prices start. I know a place that does it for $25, and that's out on the West Coast in Oregon, and it goes all the way up. If you're in Boston, you folks are probably going to be paying all the way up to $75 for the sensor, plus they want to charge you for mount and dismount the tire off the wheel. And you do not, Thomas, you got to be careful. You just had two replaced for $260. That's a little bit high. A little bit high. Because they're only going to charge you, they shouldn't have to rebalance the wheel and the tire because they should be marking where the weights are on the tire. Really, put the mark on the tire where if it's a stick-on weight on the wheel or a clip-on weight on the outside of the rim.
They can mark them on the tire. And the easiest thing to do, one mark, folks. You, where the valve stem is, that they just make one mark and put the tire right back on that one mark. Put the valve stem right back where it's supposed to be originally. There's no balancing needed, so they don't need to rebalance your tire and wheel to charge you that. So it's a simple thing. Your $75 a sensor, $15 to mount, dismount. Most of the shops only break it down halfway, and then they can get into the sensor like we do here at the Greasy Garage and put the sensor in, and we're done. Period. So 75 plus 15, what's that, 114 million? No, that's something. Okay. So that'll save you some bucks, hopefully, Thomas. And again, to answer a lot of other people's questions too on that. So. With that, okay, it's wintertime, folks, and here at Auto World, I want to make sure that we get you taken care of through the year, through the seasons and through the years to save you money and make your life easier when it comes to your Auto World. So I have for you today is winter car care products you need, and do you have them? So, for instance, do you have a windshield snow and ice cover for your windshield? Oh, you have a garage. Okay, so you don't need that. But you always need a backup, scraper with a brush on it. You really do. You really do. You go to work, and you it's frosting up, icing up. You want to be able to see out of your automobile. So get you a really nice one. They have cordless ones that are actually battery-operated. You can plug them in and have them charged, and they last quite a while. It's quite an interesting thing with these handheld ice scrapers, that the batteries that's in there, you can get a smaller one that's an extendable one that I really like, because you can put that in your glove box, and when you turn it on, well, all you're doing is you're turning the heat on, so your hand is nice and warm. Also, we have the ones out there that, and it'll beep at you. So if you're driving down the road in the summertime, and you hear something beeping, you're like, "What's that beeping? Where's that coming from?" Open the glove box, and you'll see that. In fact, you forgot to charge your ice scraper in August, because they literally do last that long. The funny thing about these cordless battery ice scrapers is they like winter. That means the batteries really don't go low. They like the cold. In fact, a little Auto World tip, if you've got the AAAs and the AAs and the 9-volt batteries in your desk drawer at home, put them out in your garage in a little plastic container. Let the cold air get to them. They'll actually last longer, unlike EV cars that burn power in the cold weather. We'll be back, and I've got a couple more of the winter car care products for you, besides taking your calls at 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
You know, actually, 104 is what you want to put in as an octane booster in your tank. A lot of you, you don't really need to do that. Your car is fuel injected and working just fine. So be careful there. Just go ahead, buy the normal gasoline. But if you can and will do this for me, you can put premium fuel, folks, higher octane. You know, for what, 88 versus 91? If you put 91 in your car that is designed to burn the regular, you'll actually get better fuel economy. It'll last longer. And you'll have more torque. Oh, yeah. You have more torque to spin those tires in that snow. Okay, I've got a couple other products here for you to your Auto World. I call them the winter car care products that you need. One big one is that you can put in your glove box besides that heated up, oh yeah, that hot, warm-handled ice scraper in the glove box is the emergency jump starter. It's very, very small. Here's the brand. It's a N-O-C-O. N-O-C-O. It's Boost Plus. It's here's the model number for you that works really good. It's a GB41000A, and that stands for 1,000 amps, folks. That's right. Your battery in your car. Say hello to about 650. Some of you might have a 750-amp battery. This little pocket-controlled plastic device, NOCO Boost Plus, has the power that you need when you need it in case you... Oops, I forgot I left my headlights on. Or did you even get the door closed all the way? The dome lights ran your battery down. It's an ultra-safe car battery jump starter. It's a 12-volt battery pack, of course, battery booster, a jump box, portable charger, and it's got little jumper cables on it. Yeah. It'll do it. Also, it'll actually, you folks that's got the diesel engines, this thing is so powerful, it will literally start your diesel pick-em-up truck. And you can put it in your glove box. Amazon, folks, $99.99. Don't get stuck in the cold. They are not a sponsor of the show, first off. I just want to let you know that. And ratings on this bad boy that all of us like, and you can recharge this thing. You can recharge your smartphones on it. USB ports are on it, and you can charge it. And it also has a flashlight on it. See, that was one thing that I was going to give you as a product, is a flashlight. Well, it's got a flashlight in it. Out of 1,000 reviews that you folks are, you know, sometimes are reviewing things, I think a lot of you are, to try to get that free gift, out of a 5 rating being the best, this thing comes in at 4.75. You can't get any better than that, can you? No. Coming up on the second hour, I've got another product for you. The third hour, I've got another product for you. We'll slip in one of those hours, next hour, the third hour, we'll slip in the product of the month that you also need. It'll fit in your trunk. It's very small, so stay tuned for that. But right now, you got olives. You're eating olives right now, you say. Those black things. As a kid, we all, you know, parents and grandparents, I'll put those on your fingers. Yeah, look, you've got 5 black olives on your fingers. Oh, it was so much fun, wasn't it? Times are changing, my friends. Yes, every year, pruning olive tree. Yeah, you have to prune olive trees. It creates 7 million tons of waste. Pruning olive trees. So Ford, yes, I said Ford engineers in Cologne launched a very unique research project to explore how that food waste could be repurposed to create auto part prototypes. They found, that's right, they did it, and they found that the parts to be very durable out of olives. And they believe that the research like this could enable lighter weight parts for your car. And that, of course, reduces the amount of plastic used in your vehicle today on your parts. And it also reduces the carbon footprint of auto parts and bringing, you know, Ford closer to its goal of using more recycled and renewable contents for their cars. Olives. I prefer black ones over green ones. Those green ones. With the red in the center. Hey, I don't have to eat them as long as they're using to remanufacture parts, you bet. This trial was conducted as part of the Compo Live project, they call it, designed to demonstrate the impact of using materials made from recycled and renewable products, materials itself, for auto parts. Yeah, and for the trial, the waste materials were sourced from olive groves in Spain. Olive groves. Olives. How do you like that martini now with that green olive, huh? That region is in Spain. That region, folks, is the highest production of olive oil in the world. Oh, and I tell you what, you do know that olive oil that you're using to cook your eggs in that pan, or whatever you're using it for, is very, very, very healthy for us. The prototype parts consisted of 40% olive tree fibers and 60% recycled plastic. The substance was heated and injected, molded into a shape of the selected part. Did you know that, in fact, Ford has been doing this for quite some time, building water pumps for your Ford car, your Ford truck that you're driving, out of plastic, 3D plastic, 3D, doing it in a 3D, out of a 3D machine out of plastic. Oh, 40% olive tree fibers and olives, 60% of the plastic. Now, Ford has a long legacy of research and, you know, sustainable materials, of course, in their life of being around since, well, the early 1900s, some of which eventually made it into the Ford vehicles. Yeah. You know, in fact, industrial first soybean-based foam seats and headrests. You didn't know you were sitting on soybean bean, did you? Yeah, you are. That's right. Soybean foam seats and headrests. The brand new Ford Mustang, well, it's not brand new, it's a couple years old, of course, but the Ford Mustang Mach-E trunk insert and recycled ocean plastic and wiring harnesses, clips, and in Ford Bronco Sports come with, you know what, olives. Mm-mm-mm. 40% of olives and olive tree fibers. Ford says that, you know, in fact, that doing this makes the road even better going into the future. They can grow olives pretty quick. I guess I understand that the water, it doesn't take a lot of water to grow. Like peanuts. What is it, a gallon of water per peanut or something? I don't know the number exactly, but olives, they, you know, they do not take that much water up in Spain. It's the largest, like I stated, is. So, if you purchased a Ford Mach-E car there, that electric car, and if you own a Ford Bronco or maybe thinking about it, if you own one, let me know if it smells like olives. When you turn your heater on, get all the material in there, all the plastic warmed up in the wintertime as we are in today, and you got the heater on. Does it smell like black olives? Does it smell like a pizza cooking with black olives on it, or does it smell like a martini with a green olive? Would love to know. Today here on Auto World 2, we've got a couple reveals. Yeah, we've got a couple reveals, but stay tuned because I've got coming up the second hour, too, real quick, the charging robot for you folks that have the electric cars. Also, recalls. Who topped the list of the most recalls in my life today? We're going to find out. And what are the things that were most recalled? Absolutely. That's kind of almost scary. But you need to know, and that helps you also decide on maybe what brand you should buy or not buy. When we come back, folks, I've got for you, this company is going all in. And this is another choice for all of us, right here from the Auto World Plaza in the snow cave with my hooded... Oh, how do you like that hooded coat I got on there, Eddie the Engine Emailer? Hey, welcome back. We'll be right back in a little bit. Make sure you got your winter gloves on and your slippers on. We'll be here.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chitty-chitty-bang-bang, what we'll do, near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang-bang, chitty-chitty-bang-bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang-bang, chitty-chitty-bang-bang, our fine four fender friend.
Chitty-bang-bang, chitty-chitty-bang-bang, chitty-bang-bang, chitty-chitty-bang-bang.
Oh, that was an awesome car, wasn't it? I hope you've got a name on your car. If you don't, let's get a name on that car, that truck you have. So when you hear that squeak, you can pound on the dash, bam, 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 and just holler that name out at her. The car, that is. Welcome back into the Auto World Plaza. Sitting in the snow cave today here in the Boise, Idaho area, as you folks listening on News Talk KBOI know that we've got some snow down. Winter's here. Okay, so do you really care about what kind of fuel you burn to get to, you know, you start at point A to get to point B? Well, a lot of us, you know, do. We do. We're concerned about maybe, you know, we want to burn gas or diesel or EV, you know, the electrical current bush out back that you're plugging into. Well, Hyundai doubles down, folks, on hydrogen to reach their carbon neutral in the future. That's right. Hyundai is doubling down. They're going all in. An industry that we all know is dominated by to go all electric using battery power, Hyundai is opting to go all in on hydrogen. Now, remember, at any one point in time here in Auto World, I want to, you know, let you know, too, that you can always, please do, go over to my Facebook page. The address is my name, Mark Evans. We always like to throw up a few photos of where we're going to be talking, where I'm going to be talking, and why am I going to be talking. And also at Auto World Radio. Head on over and take a look. And well, you just might see a little bit of taste of what I'm talking about. HYMTF, that's right, hydrogen. The South Korean company unveiled its, their whole entire plans at the CES 2024 in Las Vegas here last week, vowing to own the entire hydrogen stack. That's right. They want it all. From production and storage to transportation and neutralization. Oh, everything. They aim to be the very first using the animal waste and plastics to produce clean burning fuel. Ford's using olives. Hyundai is going to be using animal waste and plastics to produce clean-burning fuel in their hydrogen cars. They're going forward with zero emissions using hydrogen, renewable energy. That's right. They're doing it. They released it. They told it live. Hyundai is among a handful of car makers that have embraced the hydrogen. I've announced it, talked about it here on Auto World quite a bit, including Toyota and General Motors. The company first unveiled its first hydrogen-powered fuel cell vehicle, the Nexo, at CES in 2018, and now claims they have the largest market share in this space. Hydrogen space, that is. They want hydrogen, and they are going to do hydrogen cars, trucks. They're going to do buses. They're going to be big girl trucks that are hauling our products back and forth. They're probably going to be hauling the olives to the grocery store so Ford can get the olives. You never know. Global hydrogen fuel cell vehicle market is expected to grow more than 40% over the next decade. Here's the number. $57.9 billion, according to data from the Allied Market Research. I've been studying this for years. I myself did plug in. I did drive a hydrogen car back in 1999. It was a General Motors car. Folks, I drove it. It was hydrogen. I drove right into the filling station. I pumped hydrogen with my right hand into the gas nozzle, which was a hydrogen nozzle. Hydrogen vehicles, utilize fuel cells that convert hydrogen gas into electricity. Now, Hyundai. Well, you know, of course, battery electric vehicles require hours to fully charge without a fast charger. Of course, they're trying to get that all fixed for us. Fuel cell vehicles can be topped off in minutes. Similar to your filling up your gas-powered vehicle that you own. Which, back in the day, the car makers, the brands of car makers out there, back in the day, actually, they touted the convenience of gasoline because it didn't take you long to put that combustible product in your fuel tank. Hydrogen, you know, has been slow to take off. Why? Well, overall, in the United States, where you're listening to me from right now, Auto World is coast to coast. So in our listening audience out here, where we're all connected, there's just 65 existing rechargeable stations in the North America area right now for hydrogen. This is according to the Department of Energy, folks. Now, the thing is here is it's got high pressures and low temperatures required to store and transport hydrogen. Also, make the fuel more expensive. It's not free. So you have another choice, but Hyundai is all in. All in. Hyundai. This company, friends, plans to use organic waste, including food and livestock manure, to produce biogas. It also plans to use plastic waste that cannot be recycled by melting the plastic and stripping away unnecessary elements to produce hydrogen. Hyundai has set out to eliminate 3 million tons of carbon emissions per year by 2035, and they aim to, crucially, to be reaching its goal of becoming carbon neutral by 2050. Under one word, hydrogen. It's called the Hydrogen Hub Program that our president has put in our life. Aimed at spurring the hydrogen sector in the United States, President Biden authorized over $7 billion to set up seven regional hydrogen hubs. Of course, funded through the infrastructure law. So with that, we're going to be seeing a little bit of hydrogen in our life, aren't we? Yes, I believe we are. So that paperweight, we want to get to this story real quick. A paperweight is something that we really don't use anymore, do we? No, with a computer, what paper, huh? Well, you do print out certain things on your computer, but we've got a paperweight here, folks. Oh, yeah. What is it and why and how come? We got a little time left before the garage door comes down here on the first hour of Auto World. Porsche Carrera GT. Stop use order has left you, the owners of those cars, with an undrivable paperweight. What's this all about? Yeah, well, Porsche's ironic 20-year-old V10 Screamer Supercar Carrera GT has been lying dormant for nearly a year now. And you, the owners of them, are starting to get a little bit antsy. In April of 2023, Porsche issued a recall affecting about 489 of these examples of the 1300 Carrera GTs built from 2004 to 2005 for potential horrible suspension failure. Shortly thereafter, the recall was explained to all Carrera GT owners with a recommendation that all owners stop using them immediately and park them. Period. Why? Because Porsche does not currently have any parts available or any ETA of repairs. So you can buy a Carrera today, a Carrera GT, for around $1.5 million, but you definitely can't use it. It's an undrivable paperweight. The recall campaign number, if you need to have it and you want it, I'm going to say it because, again, you want to write things down today, folks. The recall campaign number for you folks that have the Porsche Carrera GT is 23V241000. That is 23V241000. The wishbone suspension components on the front and rear axles can fail due to damage from mechanical stress and corrosion. And you know what that means. You won't be able to drive it. You're going to go off the road. That car is not slow. That car is fast. That car moves. That's why Porsche says park it. Just a little bit of an update. I'm going to give you the phone number, you Porsche owners out there. I like to do this. I like to get you in trouble at all times. As you know, owners, you of the Porsche Carreras, you may contact Porsche's customer service at 800. That's 1-800. 767-7243. And I'm really going to be in trouble now because here is the recall number. Porsche's number for this recall is A, Apple, P, Paul, A, Apple, and put a 3 on the end of it, and they will be taking care of you. Good to have you along here on Auto World. Second hour coming up. We're going to get to more of the winter car care products, product of the month, of course, and we're going to be revealing the 2025 DCD. Thanks, everybody. Good to see you. Good to have you here. Drive safe and motor on. Keep pushing the go pedal. Well, the juice pedal.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.